I'm Sean Crawford, and on today's NPR Illinois State Journal Register Business Report, are those wanting a Springfield casino out of luck? And population in the area falls again. I'm joined by Tim Landis, business editor for the SJR. Tim, let's start with that casino talk. It was sort of a last-minute appeal to try to get Springfield included in gambling legislation. It doesn't look like that's going to happen. What are you hearing as far as the future of a casino for the city?
Yeah, that the odds are still pretty long. There was an unsuccessful attempt last week to add a downtown Springfield casino to existing gambling bill. So it looks like if it were to happen, it would have to happen on its own. And we are down to the last couple of days of session, and they have other things on their mind.
And does this necessarily mean the idea is dead for good? It looks like they want to come back and try it again some point in the future.
Well, Chris Stone, the Springfield developer who pitched that idea originally, said one of his goals was just to get the idea out there. And he realized that it probably wouldn't happen this spring, but maybe back in the fall or spring of 2018. And there has been some backing for it locally. City officials are backing the concept. Last week, the Springfield Black Chamber of Commerce endorsed it, so there seems to be some support for it. Now, anti-gambling coalitions have come out against it, and we've heard at least some rumblings around town of restaurant and bar owners who have video gaming who are not entirely enthused by the idea of having to compete with a casino. But this is all in the very early stages.
And one of the things that has come up in the legislature over the last few months has been the Rauner administration doing some leasing of locations for storage, and some people have questioned that. One of those locations is in Springfield, the old Barney's Furniture Store. What are you hearing about that?
The owners sold that building last year and relocated to Chatham Road and Wabash Avenue. The building was sold to a company called Climate Controlled Holdings out of Chicago. They converted that space to storage space for files from the Department of Human Services. And there's been some lawmakers questioning the expense of what turns out to be a $2.4 million lease over 5 years and whether those documents would have been better stored in an existing state facility. It looks like the Legislative Audit Commission is going to take a look at that deal in the coming month. So that's kind of where it stands at the moment.
Springfield and Sangamon County saw population go down again, according to some census numbers. That's a trend that we've been seeing in the Midwest and certainly in the state of Illinois.
These were not big drops, but as we've been reporting for a while, the trend has been flat or down. In the case of Springfield, the Census Bureau estimates a population last year of about 115,700. That's about 1,000 below where it was in 2010. And in the case of Sangamon County last year, it was 197,500, down about 300. Again, not big drops, but something certainly the demographics, planning, economic development folks are concerned about. That there's been this out-migration of population really over the last 20 years. And as you pointed out, that's been happening statewide and really around the Midwest with a few exceptions.
Finally this week, Tim, Springfield finally getting an IMAX movie screen. This is at the Showplace 12 AMC Theater. And this is now open, correct?
Yes, it opened over the weekend. They're billing this as the ultimate 3D experience as opposed to a regular 3D experience, I suppose. But the first showing was the new Pirates of the Caribbean movie. A little different twist here is if you check on the AMC website, it's reserved seating, so you have to buy a seat ahead of time, and the ticket prices are somewhat higher. In one case, they were a little over $15, but that depends on the showing. But it did open over the weekend, and AMC has said there may be other additions in this market at some point.
That's Tim Landis. He's the business editor for the State Journal Register. Read the latest stories he's working on each day in the SJR.